There was, in fact, a first 5-year plan at this time. It was created by the State Committee for Electrification, so it's often thought of as just a plan for electrification. But I think Lenin used that term interchangeably with industrialization. It was really a plan to reorder the whole economy under Vostenko, the central planning body, and to, as Lenin said, transform the economy. It covered much more than merely be needed to spread electricity across the countryside. And Lenin also said that it would bring culture to the peasants and would eliminate the difference between town and peasant and transform the economy and the people. However, of course, it wasn't actually put into place, into practice. Centralization was carried out at about 5 to 10% of what was intended. However, it was Lenin's intention to carry out the plan, and as I say, it was practical hurdles that got in the way. Lenin spoke very highly of it. He said that it was a real scientific plan. He said it ranges over about 10 years and gives an indication of the numbers of workers and capacities. It's only a rough approximation, he said, but it's a real scientific plan. He said we have precise calculations by experts for every major item and every industry. To give a small example, we have the calculations for the output of leather footwear at 2 pairs a head, 300 million pairs, etc. As a result, we have a material and financial balance sheet for electrification. What would have happened if the plan had been able to go into practice, and what stopped it exactly? We'll look at some lessons that the Soviet planners learned and see what went wrong in war communism, and then look at it again when Stalin attempted the same thing in 1928-29.